Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This new money?
Yes, indeed. Man, I'll tell you what. This guy has had a ripple effect ever since he made this decision. Because those Airbnb prices are...
Wow. At Puerto Rico?
Yes. And they're all like, you know, before it used to be like, you know, yeah, you can book it now. You can take maybe a reservation fee, but, you know, you can pay for it later, closer to the trip. Mm-hmm. Now they're like,
all cash.
We need it now, buddy. No cancellation.
You want to know what effect you've had?
Yeah.
A ribbit effect.
Okay. That's so bad.
You're proud of yourself.
That's so bad.
I'm proud of myself. Oh, let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Heat did not beat the Lakers last night, 117-108. Panthers are back on the ice tonight at 7 o'clock. And you guys can hear that, of course, right here, 5-6 WQ. But let's get into this some more of this D-Wade stuff. So,
yeah,
D-Wade, his podcast on the Y Network, or his podcast is called the Y Network, with Darrell Wright and Bobby Metalis. They were discussing his house divided amongst itself cannot stand. He said this at the press conference, or at his statue unveiling. He then posted this a couple of weeks ago, and they discussed this last week, but they released it yesterday. One of the big things that has been put out there is that Miami Heat players, the Heat won't be able to get star players anymore because of this. Now, D-Wade, I think on this, like, does give the right description of what this has been looked upon, because the Heat, everybody in their rafters, it seems like they got a beef with at some point. Pat Riley's going to beef with a star player. But he thinks that the notion that no one's going to come to Miami anymore is ridiculous, even with all this going on. But here is what Dwayne Wade had to say on the situation with the Heat and Jimmy Butler.
For one, I'm glad that we back to the culture.
Yes.
I was very happy when Pat came out last year and at the end of the season. As a former player, Tim Hardaway came out and said, thank you. That's what we used to.
Right.
Now, I don't like nasty breakups. And I think what people need to understand is these relationships are relationships.
Yeah.
And just like the relationships that we in, the communication in these relationships suck. And that's the one thing about the league that really that I didn't like and I don't like is that, no, we don't communicate very well. So in this space with the Heat, man, I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want to comment on the trade, but I know what Jimmy Butler has done for the Miami Heat. And it shouldn't have to be as ugly as it is right now. And I don't like this stain on our organization. I don't like the fact that people feel that they can comment and talk about, like, that whole notion that people saying that because of the Jimmy Butler situation, how Pat Riley has handled things, that guys are not going to come to Miami. Y'all can quit that right now. It ain't going to be a day that a basketball player, it ain't going to make $300 million to play in Miami. It will not be a day that you ain't going to raise your hand and go make $300 million to be the star of Miami. So let's quit that narrative. Let's quit that narrative right now.
There you go. But I do think it's a proper description of it, Leroy. Like, I do think that on the Heat's, it is a stain on the resume. Like, it can't be ignored that these things have happened, but I don't necessarily believe the idea that this is going to handcuff them or deter their ability to ever lure anybody back down here.
Here's the deal, though. Here's the bigger issue. When you look at both sides, that he could be 90% wrong here in how they handled it. But Jimmy Butler has a history in every place that he's gone. And so that's how a lot of people may be looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, one of the things I hate about breakups, and I've never done it, you break up, you broke up. Who cares? I don't need to make myself look good, or I don't need to make the other person look bad. It don't matter. You ain't together no more. So who cares? And I think what's going on here is, instead of trying to get through it, everybody trying to look good.
Yeah.
And there is no way to look good. It's a breakup. Like D-Wade said, it's a breakup.
None of the stuff that has come out, like the role in the offense or the Heat now being annoyed that Jimmy Butler takes private jets or stays at Airbnbs, like, hey, man, this stuff was going on. Like, we all have Instagram. We know what was happening. Don't make it now seem like it's a thing. Like, we know what it is. The Heat are making a business decision.
The issue was the fact that you let it happen.
Right.
Back then.
You know what reminds me of what
I complain about it now.
It reminds me of D Wade kind of feels right now. He reminds me of the old school Canes when they like they looked at all the guys from like younger generations. And it's like, yeah, but you're not doing all the stuff that it took to be the Canes. Like you're not
right.
putting it all. You're wearing the uniform, but correct. You're not really, you know, you're not really understanding what it took to be that. And I feel like with the Heat, like, yeah. The Heat get into arguments with their star players and they butt heads with their star players. But everybody who does leave here, one of the big things with it is they say, it ain't like that everywhere else.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying Jimmy Butler's going to miss it because Jimmy Butler may be at a point in his life where he's like, all right, I tried. A lot of things went our way. Some things didn't. It was a hell of a 5-year run. But, you know, now what his priority is, he feels like it's an underappreciated thing. He's definitely had that sentiment of, if you underappreciate me, I'm out. I don't deal with that.
In his mind, he is.
Because in his mind, he feels that way.
How could you be underappreciated if one of the biggest issues the Heat had is you're not playing enough?
Yeah.
Well, that I do think they're overappreciating you.
I think Jimmy Butler making $50 million a year the next 2 years, if he wants to, like, even the NBA players, like, dude, like, that's not
right.
Like, nobody's looking at that and being like, oh, poor Jimmy. Like,
right.
You know, it is. And it's like, you hate that it comes down to like, hey, oh, rich athlete and the fans can't relate. But dude, you can't, like, people can't relate to that. You're unhappy making $500,000 every game. What?
Did you see one of the list of grievances that are currently going viral on Jimmy Butler's side that I seen the public is no remorse for? Jimmy Butler's paycheck was late by 10 days.
I did see that. Oh. Yeah, Chris Haynes reported his paycheck was late by 10 days and then the Heat are like, but it was a bank issue. Like it was the bank. It was your bank's fault. And I'm like, who cares? Who cares? Are you serious?
$500,000 check? Like you living from check to check?
Everyone's like, how did he survive for those 10 days?
That's what I'm thinking. Wow, me and Jimmy got the same problems, but I somehow think he's going to be okay.
I think he'll be okay. I think he'd be okay. But like that is how petty we've gotten. Well, you guys missed a paycheck in July.
Yeah.
All right. Where were you? In Sweden at the time? Like when did you notice this? When you were in Morocco? Here's D-Wade giving some flowers to Jimmy Butler, but it's like, hey, you know, Pat's going to do what Pat Riley does.
To give Jimmy credit, man, Jimmy came in when they was losing the face of their franchise and became the face of the franchise. That's hard to do. He became the person that those kids wanted to buy his jersey, wear his jersey. You know what I'm saying? And so the relationship was, the Heat was a soft landing spot for Jimmy, and Jimmy was exactly the star that the Heat needed for 6 years, finals, big moments that they've had together. It should not end
ugly.
It's ended tragically. Right. This is tragic. This is a tragic way to end a relationship. Mm-hmm. And so as a former player, it's ugly on our franchise. It's a stain on our franchise that we continue to have these, the way that the relationships break up. But also, too, on the other side, you don't run that organization as a player. So you get to that space sometime where you want to do things your way. It's Pat Riley way.
Tragic.
Damn, he's making good points, dude.
He's good. Hey, this guy's good.
Yo, every one of these, I'm like,
here's
I miss him
Here's
so much.
Why
I love this man.
D-Wade,
please leave Utah.
Garners so much respect, and why so many people will listen to what he have to say. He went through the same thing, and that didn't end like this. And he came back.
Yep.
So if there's a person that can speak on this issue by not getting the thank you very much contract, right? The Heat lifer contract.
We should have thanked him.
It would be D Wade.
We should have thanked him so much.
I said if they ain't do it for D Wade, I said this. If they ain't do it for D Wade, they ain't doing it for Jimmy.
I still throw up if I ever see a photo of him in a Cavs jersey. I can't.
But yeah, so but here's the other
thing. Remember when Pat Riley said he wrote an email?
He's crafting him an email.
Right. But how
an
about this?
Email?
Think about this. Think about some of the things Pat Riley said about D-Wade. Need to get in shape.
Yeah.
Right? And
he fat shamed him on the way back. He goes, no more pancakes.
But think about this. At no point in time, no matter how banged up, no matter how bad his knees were, at no point in time did you ever have a question of whether D-Wade was playing basketball.
And I do think that
the thing that gets me.
And that's why I do think in this, like, it does, like, I think he holds Pat accountable, and I think that he holds the organization accountable for their mistakes. But there is a little bit of like, hey, man, I didn't do it.
Right.
What are you doing?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why these words coming from D Wade, a person who everybody would say he got screwed more than Jimmy feels like he getting screwed. And look at how he handled it.
One more from D Wade discussing this situation, and then we'll move on from it for the time being. But he said, that he feels like when Pat Riley had his press conference, kind of got a pep in his step again.
When I left, I heard Pat Riley say something about how he wished he would have handled me.
Right.
That would have been perfectly fine with me if we would have sat down and talked about it that way. I actually could have signed up for that plan because you let me know. And so, like I said, man, a lot of this is going on. It's just ugly because I know it ain't no communication going on. And then it's ego, it's pride, it's jockeying for position. And it's ugly on our organization, you know what I mean? But also at the same time, from a person that's been inside the organization, Iron Fist is that if we're going to be that way, let's be that way. And the stuff that we've been hearing as former players, we don't like it. No. We didn't get away with that shit. we didn't get away with that. So when I hear some, I'm like, dang. But Pat J. Riley, he's back. It's just ugly, man. And so hopefully we get through this, you know what I mean? But like, you know, when I look at the organization, when I look at all the players that's come through and everyone, yeah, a lot of guys have left. A lot of top guys have left because we've ran into that guy.
Friction.
We ran into that guy. And when you run into that guy in Miami, you see who wins.
There you go. D-Wade on his Y Network podcast.
Hey. Come on.
Hey, that was good. He's
come
good.
On. Come on.
He's good.
Come on.
I miss him so much. I miss him so much. Can you please leave Danny Ainge? Mickey.
Come on.
Get him away from Danny Ainge. All right? So,
I mean, but if you think about what he would say, I think if UD were to speak on it, you know, without having any ties, he would say the same thing. You know, there's a lot of players.
Probably a few more mother bleepers in UD's speech, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing with UD. The contract is the contract. You can fight over the contract all you want. But don't ever cheat the players by going out there and not playing.
And I think the important thing that we all learned is D-Wade liked Pat Riley's press conference and that Pat Riley gets Pep and step back. Ergo, not my fault.
You ain't getting no...
No, that's what he said, though. He's like, I like that.
You're a but weasel, dude.
No, I'm not a weasel, no, dude. Weasel. That.
It started with your question.
Which D-Wade liked that. Mm-hmm. In fact, it kind of sounds like D-Wade saying that reset the organization.
Mm. And that's why he took your video, giving you a little shout out.
Wink.
Mm.
Wink. It's I don't care.
Because, you know, we have.
My whole thing is this. I don't care how much you hate the organization. Bam, Tyler, you know, all those guys on the team. The young guys, Jaime, Kalel, Jovic, they don't deserve that. So whatever your issue is with the organization, those guys don't need to be punished on game day by the issues you have with the organization. And I think when you hear what D-Wade's saying, what UD tried to avoid, right, is that is the issue. Everybody's had at some point an issue with Pat Riley, right? Everybody's gotten into it with Spo.
Like D-Wade said, it was impossible to ignore.
Right. But you never, ever heard, but once game time started, the guy didn't give his other teammates everything he had.
MacMan says, Bulls paid their young guys, didn't max Jimmy. Wolves paid Cat, didn't max Jimmy. Philly paid Ben and Tobias, didn't max Jimmy. He paid, except Bam, didn't max extend Jimmy. Well, they did max, but they did extend him.
They did extend Jimmy.
They did extend Jimmy. He's on, like, he's on an extension right now.
He's on an extension right now. That's the thing. Like, they what are we doing? Like, is it fair to say Pat Riley should just extend him based on the last 2 years and how many games he's played? And the biggest issue Pat Riley had was, and keep in mind, as an organization, you could always say if Jimmy had given us 10 more games, we wouldn't have been in the play-in. You want to pay a guy another $60 million 2 years from now, right? And a lot of organizations do this. A lot of organizations will do this. We're not going to give you the extension, and we want to see how you respond. Because if you respond poorly, then we were right. Okay, it happens with young players. It happens in football. It happens in a lot of situations. And so you look at all the guys that the Dolphins didn't extend that end up on other teams because they went out, they balled, they didn't worry about the contract, and then ended up getting bigger, more lucrative deals, even though it was somewhere else.
MacMan says it wasn't a mistake to pay Jimmy. It was a mistake to pay Bam before Jimmy. Yeah, but the one thing guys got to understand, I know Bam makes a lot of money, and Bam rightfully is getting criticized because his play hasn't been up to snuff. But you guys realize that Bam didn't sign. Like, Bam took a discount. Like, Bam, if he waited till the summer, could have signed a bigger extension this summer. Like, do people realize that? Nope. No. I'm just letting you know, like, it, you know, yes, he's getting max year, like his max dollars for those years, but he could have gotten an even longer extension in the summer. So, you know, I'm sure, and you know, hopefully he'll bounce back, and that won't be the last contract of Bam's career. But it's also one of those things where, like, yeah, I get it, but he also kind of is doing, he did the Heat a solid with that contract in a lot of ways, kind of did like the Jalen Brunson,
right?
But whatever, I get it. Look, he hasn't lived up either way. He hasn't lived up to it. He's then and did that piss off Jimmy? Yeah, maybe. I can't deny that's part of it.
But the same thing that's pissing Jimmy off now, and maybe he's thinking he's justified because of the way Bam is playing, would be the same reasons why the Heat won't extend him.
Somebody says that Jimmy's pocket watching. Is that what the kids call it?
I will confirm with them, but I believe that's what it's called.
Dade South calls me Vin Weasel.
That's good.
That's good.
And then here's the other thing. You step into a very difficult territory when you start talking about other guys getting paid on your team, insinuating anything about another guy getting paid on your team.
Right.
Right? Like, you and think of Javon Holland. Javon Holland has been a trooper in that he's watched every single person on that team get paid, and he's said...
Okay. For sure. Wilkins, too.
Wilkins, too.
Take a break. Back up to...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This.